Your musical scrapbook on Here's to Veterans. Here's to Veterans, a salute from this radio station to former servicemen and women, produced by the Veterans Administration. Your musical scrapbook is filled with memories of the great entertainers who made America's music over the past 25 years. A man who produced many hit recordings during those years is Dave Dexter, now with the show business magazine, Billboard. Dave, today we're featuring Red Nichols.
Red Nichols came out of Ogden, Utah, way, way back. At 17, he was leading an orchestra in New York, and he was really one of the outstanding cornet players, I guess, of all time. A most likable man. It was my pleasure to produce many of Red's records here in Hollywood many years later. We're going to start off today with Red Nichols and his pennies, of course, with his own Parade of the Pennies. In just a moment, we're going to hear Red Nichols and the Pennies with a great Scott Joplin standard rag. But first, let's listen to these good words from the Veterans Administration.
To own and operate a business is a challenging and rewarding experience. For recent veterans, the federal government has made that goal easier to accomplish. If you have an other than dishonorable discharge, you could qualify for a business loan from the Small Business Administration. The SBA has a special program for Vietnam-era veterans. You can get a loan to start a business or to expand one that's already operating. SBA loans for veterans are long-term and they're at low interest. The agency insures the loan with the lending institution where it's to be repaid, and financing is only one way the SBA helps you. I'll tell you more about that later, but first here again is Dave Dexter.
It's really quite remarkable how Scott Joplin's music has become so popular the past couple of years, mostly as a result of the motion picture, The Sting. Poor Scott Joplin gigged around Sedalia, Missouri and St. Louis and never did really become popular in his lifetime. He died during World War I, which goes way back, more than a half a century ago. But Maple Leaf Rag is probably, of all the compositions Joplin composed, I'm sure it's probably the most popular and will probably endure longest. Here is Red Nichols, along with the famous Pennies, with Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. nice to go back a few years and hear music that's a little different, music that you don't really hear anymore on the radio. Now here's some up-to-date information from the Veterans Administration.
Okay, Dave, I told you earlier that the Small Business Administration has a special program for recent veterans who want to own or expand a business. You can get long-term, low-interest financing, and the SBA provides other services. Now, those services are geared to protect you as a business owner and to give you a maximum chance for success. Free counseling and instruction programs are available. You can get management training. Now, that's a must for a successful business venture. One of the best features of this special program is that the SBA will show you how to sell your products and services to the federal government. In fact, small businesses have priority in much of the government's purchasing activity. You can get full details from any office of the Small Business Administration. Okay, now here again is Dave Dexter.
Sometime along in the 1920s, a man named Louis Panico, a trumpet player who worked mostly around Chicago, adapted a song called Wabash Blues as his theme. And it became nationally popular because of Panico's wah-wah effects. That was long before they had the electrically amplified wah-wahs that we hear on today's rock records. Now here is Red Nichols paying tribute to his old friend Louis Panico with the Nichols version of Wabash Blues. Music by Red Nichols and his Pennies. This one is called the Mylandburg Joys. And oddly enough, Mylandburg is a suburb of New Orleans. But I believe that actually it is Milneburg. And because this song became so popular back in the 20s, everybody somehow just sloughed off the proper pronunciation until it became Mylandburg Joys. At any rate, here is Red Nichols, sadly, the late Red Nichols, with the Mylandburg Joys. We'll be right back. It's been such a pleasure looking through the musical scrapbook. Let's do it again. This is Dave Dexter from Hollywood saying, so long, everybody.
Thanks to Billboard Magazine's Dave Dexter for presenting Your Musical Scrapbook as a tribute to America's veterans. This radio station has contributed broadcast time in the public interest to this program, produced by the Veterans Administration. All of us join in saying, here's to veterans.